These are the Braw Ministry announcements for March 8th, 2020. Daylight savings time has begun. How about that? Yeah. Could somebody tell Norbert and Mary about this? Because they were here an hour early. I don't even get that, man. We don't change, man. They were so excited to get to today's lesson. They said, where is the pastor? He must be at the bathroom. No, the pastor was eating his oatmeal. Thank you very much. So spring up and fall back is spring, so shift your mind. And while the rest of the country engages in this daylight savings time madness here in Phoenix, we do not change time because we don't want the sun to be up one more second than it needs to be. We're still on Mountain Standard Time. So now we're the same time as Pacific Daylight Time. So same time as California. We're 1 hour behind Mountain Daylight Time, so the people in Denver are an hour ahead of us. We're 2 hours behind Central Time, so the people in Chicago are 2 hours ahead. And then the people over on the East Coast, Deanna and Joel Perkoski and friends, are 3 hours ahead. So that's how it goes. Wait a second, this just in, Braw Ministries just got its newest congregation member. Her name is Penelope. John and Monica Miller had a granddaughter, Penelope. Congratulations to them. We will show you her picture next week. It's still wet, dripping wet. We have to dry the picture before we show it to you. Our focus in 2020 is growing in grants. And so I just want to keep that first and foremost in your mind, and we're going to start talking about that. And one of the messages in the opening of the lesson today connects to the growing part. Your tax letters are available, so if you have not gotten one, let me know. Mark your calendars. The next elders meeting is March 21st, 2020, from 12 to 1:30. That's where the Brain Trust of Braw Ministries gets together and talks about all the things we were frustrated about. It's a venting session, really. We don't get anything productive done in those sessions. We just complain. And we mention people by name, basically. So if you'd like to know if we don't like you, the answer is yes. Mark your calendars. There's an evening service on March 29th from 6 to 7:30. The next Lord's Supper celebration is on Resurrection Day, April 12th, the day before my 65th birthday. How about that? Bring presents, damn it. I don't want a card. If I open the card and nothing green falls out, it's a problem, okay? 65, six decades and one half completed. That's awesome. I'm so excited about that. I am officially on Medicare April 1st. I have Part A, Part B, the prescription drug plan, and supplement G. And here's the thing, though. I get the note in the month. You know, normal people pay $120 for their Medicare, but you make too much money, so you're going to pay $320. All right, what happened to socialism? I thought we were all equal. Yeah, until it comes time to pay the government. I hope they're listening. I'm mad about that. Still mad about that. All right, anyway. Enough of the rant. We're going to visit the vets on April 19th, only we are trying to get that changed to the 26th so that the non-resident congregation members can join us during homecoming for that. So we'll keep you posted. June has not been able to get that done yet, but she has assured me that she's got a phone call in. My bullshit meter went right off. Like, oh, yeah, you got a phone call. And I talked to you about this a week. You were watching The Voice and didn't get it done. But, okay, if I have to call you five times, that's cool. There's no problem because I don't have anything else to do as a pastor. Okay, it's rant day. I was like this all week, too, by the way. I just want you to know I was lighting people up all week. The Alpha is back. Mark your calendars. He is. Huh? What'd you say? Well, you're going to see the real version. Yeah, I had a little veneer on that other guy. But this guy is unvarnished. I'm not going to live the rest of my life keeping my voice quiet. I just turned into Donald Trump without the hair. All right. Anyway, Braw Ministries homecoming for the non-resident congregation, April 24th, 25th, 26th. And we're looking forward to giving big hugs to all the people who are coming in for that. The 10th annual Coeur d'Alene Conference is August 7th and 8th, and we're looking even more forward to that. We always look forward to being under the hospitality of John and Monica Miller up in Coeur d'Alene. What a beautiful place. Amazon Smile is a way to contribute to Barah Ministries when you make Amazon purchases and do it from the Amazon Smile website and designate Barah Ministries as your charity of choice. They will give a percentage of what you buy to us. Let us know if you've done that. Other giving methods, you can mail a check. You can set up recurring payments with PayPal. You can set up recurring payments through your bank. You can pay on the website. You can give on the website. You can give on the app. So read an article this week that says a lot of people don't give because they just don't know how they can give. So I just told you, so the money better come flooding in. As soon as I get home, about 11:30, I'm going to be looking. And if the PayPal or all those other things aren't filled up, we're going to have a problem. Amen? A problem. Send us $50,000. I'm working on getting a plane. Hey, it works for other pastors. God has told me that if you don't give us $5 million for a plane, you're all going to hell. Like, and that works. It actually works. People do it. I can't believe it. Pray with us, right? There's an app for that. Don't forget to use the Barah Ministries app and to tell your friends about it and help them to download it. The hard part for people downloading it is the Barah part, B-A-R-A-H. They don't know how to spell it. But just spell it for them, help them get it into their app and download it, and people can have all Barah Ministries all the time. It's available in the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, or the Microsoft Store. And pray with us immediately following the service. Larry has sent out the GoToMeeting link for the non-resident congregation. And some of those of you who are in the non-resident congregation who haven't come into that prayer service, it might be a complete surprise to you. But God has supernatural ability, and when you pray, he helps you with the things that you're trying to do by yourself. Isn't that amazing how God works that way? So that'd be a great place for you to spend about 15 minutes of your time getting some supernatural help for your problems. These are the Barah Ministry announcements for March 8th, 2020.